James Packer's plan to offload a major part of his stake in Crown Resorts to the Hong Kong gambling titan Lawrence Ho will be examined by a special inquiry, which will have the powers of a royal commission. The probe by the Liquor and Gaming Regulator in New South Wales comes as Crown and Mr. Packer fight allegations raised by Nine newspapers and 60 Minutes last week. The ABC's senior business correspondent Peter Ryan is covering these latest developments and he joins me now. Peter, this inquiry has a wide sweeping brief, but it's also a potential complication for James Packer's new casino at Barangaroo in Sydney.
Well, that's right, Kim. The New South Wales Independent Liquor and Gaming Authority has had previous concerns about links to the Hong Kong gambling tycoon Stanley Ho because of alleged associations with organised crime in Hong Kong and Macau. So a few months back when James Packer sold $1.7 billion of his Crown Casino stake to Lawrence Ho, the son of Stanley Ho, pressure for an inquiry gained pace. Now the Independent Gaming Watchdog has been spurred by allegations by Nine newspapers and 60 Minutes in relation to Crown that include alleged fast-tracking of visas for high rollers, alleged money laundering, alleged links to prostitution, allegations that Crown rejects. So this inquiry will specifically look at the proposed sale of shares from James Packer to Lawrence Ho through a subsidiary company, and it's appointed the former New South Wales Supreme Court judge Patricia Bergen to conduct the inquiry.
So in addition to the share sale, how deep does this inquiry go?
Well, this is where the Nine newspaper and 60 Minutes allegations come in, but the inquiry will be looking at whether Crown is complying with the Casino Control Act in, quote, ensuring that the management and operation of the casino will be free from criminal influence or exploitation, also that gaming is conducted honestly and that a casino controls harm to the public interest, individuals and families. The inquiry will take evidence in public with private hearings to protect confidentiality from law enforcement agencies and will have similar powers to a royal commission. In a statement issued this morning, Crown has said that it will fully cooperate with the inquiry.
This week you've also been following the escalating trade tensions between the US and China, and now there's a warning that this trade war could go on for decades.
Yeah, this warning comes from the former Treasury Secretary Martin Parkinson, who's now retiring as head of the Department of Prime Minister and Cabinet. Dr. Parkinson was speaking at an Asia Society event hosted by Bloomberg, and as an observer of quite a few tense times, including the global financial crisis a decade ago, he says the US-China trade war won't be over in weeks, months or years, but strap yourself in for decades, perhaps, of uncertainty.
Now, it's clear that the strategic landscape, especially the US-China dynamic, is having a significant impact on the economies in the region, one that will likely play out over decades to come. This is not something that is with us for a year or two. It's with us for decades and decades. So this is not only a tectonic geopolitical shift. We're also seeing a seismic shift in the role of governments and business that we now find ourselves spending so much time talking about and anticipating the next move by governments of either of the major powers.
Dr. Martin Parkinson, the outgoing head of Prime Minister and Cabinet, speaking in Sydney yesterday. Before him, our senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.